Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, take in a long, slow, deep breath, and let it out. As you continue to take in long, slow, deep breaths, be reminded of God breathing the breath of life into humanity. Imagine, if you will, God breathing his breath of life into you. As you continue to breathe in and out, allow God to fix your eyes on Jesus, to center your attention on him. The man, the teacher, the Son of God incarnate, who gave his life, who rose from the grave and ascended into heaven. Invite him to be Lord over these moments. Invite him into deeper places in your heart and mind to have his way, his good and perfect way. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak, that you would convict us where we need convicting, that you'd heal us where we need healing, that you would bring comfort where we need comfort. Help us to abide in you as we meditate on and pray through your word. The author of Hebrews in chapter 11 writes this: "These all died in faith. Abraham, Sarah, Noah, Abel, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised." Just notice what that does, what that stirs in your heart and mind, as you think about people of faith dying without having received the things promised. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, then we shall be fully known, even as we have been fully known. Having seen them, and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we await eagerly for the adoption as sons and daughters, the redemption of our bodies, for in this hope we were saved. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for a husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with humanity. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Just take a moment and allow God's Spirit to enliven your imagination to the beauties and the glories that he is bringing, that we will receive when Jesus returns. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up into the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise. And he heard things that cannot be told, which humans may not utter. Lord, would you open our hearts and our minds? Would you spur our imaginations to be captivated by the indescribable, the incomparable beauties and glories that you have in store for us? The heavenly homeland that we have been created for, that we have been designed to long for. Would you help us to set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ? These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar. Lord, what does it look like for us to see and greet the things you have promised from afar, to embrace and to hope in what you will deliver? And having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth, God, what does it look like for us to acknowledge that we are strangers and exiles on this earth? Awaiting the full and complete unification of heaven and earth. Awaiting the moment when we will no longer see in a mirror dimly, but we will see you face to face. That we will no longer know in part, but we will know you fully, just as you have fully known us. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with humanity. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." God, thank you for the things that you have prepared, for the city that you have prepared, the homeland that you have prepared. Thank you for the inheritance that you are keeping safe for us. And thank you that all of that will be a full immersion in the presence of our Savior, our Lord, our King, the fulfillment of all our desires. Thank you that one day we will no longer look in a mirror dimly, but we will look at you, that we will look upon you, gaze into your eyes, face to face, that we will know you fully as you have fully known us. And that in your presence there is fullness of joy, and there at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Lord, would you help us today to continue to set our hope fully in that moment, and by faith move towards it today. We pray all these things in the beautiful name of Jesus, who made it all possible by giving his life for us, by raising from the grave and ascending into heaven. Amen.